In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, the Church is celebrating the synaxis of the three hierarchs, St. Basil the Great, St. Gregory the Theologian, and St. John Chrysostom. It's a situation that happened in the Church where the people were very much interested in theology. It's not like today. At that time, everybody, even at the bazaars, they would be talking about theology. And they started to pick the favorites. And some people started to pick as their favorite St. Basil the Great. And the other ones would take as a favorite St. John Chrysostom. And the other one would take St. Gregory the Theologian. And they would start to argue about who is greater, who is a greater preacher, who is a greater saint. And they have come to a point where some would be calling, well, I belong to the Ioannites, which is St. John Chrysostom. I belong to the Gregorians, which is, of course, St. John and Grigori, the theologian. And others say that, well, I belong to St. Basil the Great, because he is the greatest. And it was heartbreaking for the saints to see that, to see that the people actually started to become enemies, one camp with the other. Isn't this something that's happening today? That aren't we falling for these things and starting to choose a favorite for ourselves and then seem to be just push you aside and not wanting to deal with anybody else? Well, my beloved, the saints suffered for this, and so they started to come and to appear in dreams to many other future saints and to the bishops, and to tell them that this has to stop, that this is no good to tear like this the people's heart, and that they all belong to God, and they're equal in the eyes of God. They're all equal between themselves. And as a symbolism of the Holy Trinity, they're equal among themselves. And of course, the bishops would try to tell the people, but to no avail. And then finally, the saints decide to come, not through dreams in the visions, but they came actually physically. They came from heaven and they appeared to the bishop and appeared to him. His name was John, and they appeared to him physically, and they have told him that this has to stop. And there's one way to stop it, is make a holiday that will celebrate all together, all three of us. We are equal before God, and the people should not have such a terrible situations and temptations, and to start fighting among each other because one takes this as a favor, the other one this, and the other one that. And then after they have appeared and told that to the bishop, and then they have left again the earth and went back to heavens, my beloved. And that's when the Church decided to have this holiday. Just the past months we had celebration of each one of them individually. We celebrated their holiday, and today we're having the celebration of all three of them together to show the people that they should not be picking the one of them and deciding that one is better than the other. This is not the case that what the saints themselves wants you to believe and accept. They've all been preaching the same thing. The only different connotation, the St. John Chrysostom was mainly preaching about the repentance and trying to bring people to repent and to come to their senses. And St. Basil the Great was a very strict teacher and had a little different approach, but at the same time, he is the one that also had kind of brought in the economy, which was to, if need to bend the rules just to help the people to enter into the church. And this is what the church has been doing. Not to bend the rules to make it easier that for everybody to change the rules, but only to make exceptions when it is necessary to bring the people about. Today, of course, everything has fallen down so much that the economy is not used as right now as an exception. Too many times in the economy is used just in general. Before it used to be, if you were to use economia, you should be asking the blessing of your hierarchy to use the economia. Nowadays, it seems to be every pastor at his own will is using the economia, which is not quite right. But maybe that most of all, what hurt then the saints and it still hurts them even more to see what is happening now. What is happening in our, with our own bishops that we heard in the gospel reading today, where the Lord had said to his disciples that let your face shine as a star and as a light, as a great light for the people to glorify God the Father by seeing your life. And this is what we want to see, and we have to see in our bishops, that their life is, as it says in the scripture, is to be like impeccable because they are being watched and observed. And this is, goes not only for the hierarchs, it goes, of course, for every priest. We have to be always on our best behavior. We have to, before we can teach anybody anything, we have to first learn it ourselves. If we are to teach sobriety, we have to be sober ourselves. If we are to teach the fasting, the proper fasting, we have to learn to proper fast ourselves. If we teach anybody to destroy any kind of a passion, we have to conquer that passion ourselves. And the true pastor would even not dare to teach somebody, preach to somebody something that he has not been able to do himself. He is going to work very hard on himself so that he can conquer that before he can open up the mouth and teach others. Because otherwise, they will say, physician, heal thyself first before we're going to listen to you. If you're preaching to us to stop the drinking, to stop using the alcohol as your constant support, well, you better make sure that you, as a preacher, you're going to do that yourself first. And if you're teaching them not to smoke, don't you dare to ever smoke yourself, and so on. If you're teaching about the not to have any fornication, don't fall into any of those things, and so on. And whether it's gluttony, no matter what kind of passion takes the person over, which we, the clergy, should be aware of all those things, and we should have conquered all those things to be able to help somebody else. My beloved, the heavens is in the hierarchs in the heavens are pleading with us and looking for us to come to true repentance, as St. John Chrysostom is begging us to do. We have to come to the true repentance. We have to fight the enemy. We have to fight our passions, which the enemy tries to stir up in us all the time. And we have to try to pray hard for our pastors and for our archpastors, so that God will give them the strength and the wisdom to guide us properly into the kingdom of heaven. This is what is very, very important now, because we have to realize that there is nothing more important than to cleanse our heart from all the things which defile us, which are not allowing the Lord to come and make his abode with the Father and the Holy Spirit in our heart. Let's not be lazy. Let's really put aside everything and understand that the kingdom of heaven is taken by force. So says the Lord. The kingdom of heaven to acquire it, you have to exert yourself. There is no other way. You have to exert yourself. You have to fight to get close to the Lord, because the enemy will try to put all kinds of obstacles for you not to see, not to be aware of the presence of the Lord, and not to be able to be united with Him. And this is a battle that we have to get involved in. It's not only for monks. It's not only for priests and bishops. It's for everybody. But we need the help of each other. We all have to pray for each other. Us as a pastors, we have to pray for all our those beloved of sons and daughters that we have, that we have to bring to the Lord. We have to pray hard for them, and we have to pray hard for our bishops, as the bishops have to pray hard for their pastors, for their priests, and for their deacons, for all the clergy, and as they have to pray very hard for the salvation of all those people that are entrusted in their care, because God is going to ask from us, did we do our job? Did we try to really bring the people, not only by words, but by our own example? This is of utmost importance, because if we preach and we don't live according to the preaching is not going to reach the heart of those who we're preaching to. They have to see it actually, that not only the preaching, but they have to see the deeds. We have to make sure that we are able to fulfill those things which we're asking those who are under us to do. Pray for us. Pray for us, Holy Saint, three hierarchs. Don't allow the enemy to make a fool of us. Bring us all to the true repentance and to try to fulfill all the laws of the Lord, to please our Lord, so that we can really shine and become a guide for those that are living in the darkness, and bring the light to them. My beloved, don't forget to pray for your priest and to pray for your bishop every day, not only just once in the morning and the evening, that is seems to be customary, but try to often to pray for us. We're having a very difficult time right now because confusion is reigning. The enemy is playing so hard and trying to distract everybody from concentrating on our Lord. And this is the greatest tragedy to today. There's nothing but entertainment and nothing but sidetracking all the time. And very few people are serious about their salvation. They seem to be, everything seems to come first. And the prayer and the reaching out, going after the salvation seem to be on the last list. We have to change those things, my beloved. We have to change those things. Otherwise, if we, especially those of the Russian descent, if we don't change those things, if we don't start clinging to our Lord, then there is no way that the Russia could be resurrected. And with this, that the acts of the world evil that is controlled and is preparing everybody to meet the Antichrist is not going to be stopped, or is not going to be held back. My beloved, pray for each other. Let's remember that. And we cannot even start praying if we hold a grudge against somebody. So please, please, from all my heart, I ask, please forgive everybody. Don't hold a grudge against anybody. And then you'll be able to start praying, and you will see and reap the great benefit from it, first even for yourself. But then if we reap the benefit for ourselves in the prayer life and start saving, the Lord will start saving us, then many people will be saved around us. Let's go for it, because that's what love is calling us to do. Amen.